Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 23 with verses 13 through 15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before human beings. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna, twice as much as yourselves. Here we have the series of the seven woes labeling the scribes and Pharisees sinners, who are described as the punishment they serve as well as endure. The phrase woe to occurs often in the prophetic and apocalyptic literature, expressing horror of a sin and punishment for those who commit it. Jesus labels them as hypocrites by the hypocrisy of the scribes and Pharisees that consists in the difference between their speech and action, and in demonstration of piety that have no other purpose than to enhance their reputation as religious persons, as quoted by Christ in Matthew 23:5. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. Here, Jesus had warned in Matthew 23:3, therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice. Then Jesus describes in 23, verse 13, how they prevent others from entering heaven by chaining the door when Jesus says, you lock the kingdom of heaven. One must recall in Matthew 16:19, where Jesus tells Peter that he will give him the keys to the kingdom of heaven, overcoming the oppression his Jewish brothers have into place. Peter will unlock heaven's door for all who confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior, confessing your sins and seeking goodwill over hate. The purpose of the authority expressed by that metaphor is to give entrance into the kingdom, for we all know that the kingdom is closed only to those who reject the authority of Jesus as the one and only Christ. Here, the charge is made that the authority of the scribes and Pharisees is played out in such a way to be an obstruction to life eternal's entrance. Jesus, the only way to heaven. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie, her name is Loreen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. We pray all of this in the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, in his name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in practice today is in chapter 23 with verses 13 through 15. It is a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Gehenna, a Devil Child Brood. You too, woe is true. Hypocrites, you Pharisees and scribes, humans, heaven's kingdom entrance lock as proof. Entering tried, you allowed not in yourself to be spoofed. Jesus said aloud, woe is crew, Pharisees, scribes, ado, hypocrites are you, land and sea traverse you, convert one pursued, happens fast construed, yourselves twice the Gehenna, a devil child brood. Amen. I am Tom Shuckers-Williams. It's June 8th, 2023. Recording this morning at 6:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're going to close today at 7:11. We've got about a minute that we have left. Just lifting up God today as we pick up our grandson here in South Florida and enjoying the opportunity to spend some time with him this week. He's 5 years old now. We put together a little pool in the front yard, so we're looking forward to a little bit of grandchild time. Amen. Pray for us as we have the strength and the steady ways to have a wonderful week this week. And in his attitude and his love as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We close in the name of Jesus as we do each morning. And we say God bless John and Marie. Closing once again in his name. Jesus. 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 May God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.